Greetings, this is James Gilman with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington, otherwise known as Paranormal and UFO Central. We've got a great group out sky watching right now, a lot of brilliant young kids out there with eyes that are lit up, and they're already filming orbs and the ships are already flying, so it's pretty amazing. But glad to be here with you on the show, and there's a part of me that's out there in the field at the same time.
Music presents his new album, Looking at the Stars. Check it out at www.bitterlymusic.com and here at BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network on the planet.
Okay, hope we're back on the air again. We're having some technical difficulty. It seems to be a common experience here. I hope this is getting out. But again, we have Tatiana with us tonight, and she's a Russian immigrant from Rostov-na-Don, and she was actually came from Poland to the USA, I believe, in the year 2000. And she has some pretty incredible abilities. I've talked to several people that called me that have actually been to her workshops or experienced her healing work, and they were just raving about the work. And rather than explain it all myself, the type of work she does, I thought it might be better to get it, you know, straight from the person doing the work. So let's bring Tatiana on. Are you with us, Tatiana?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, James.
Hi, how are you doing? Now, for the audience, we need to let them know that we also have a translator that's also with us to make sure that we don't screw up the message here.
Yeah. Hi, James. This is Rochelle. I'm going to translate you tonight.
Great. Great. I was very intrigued when I heard from several people that experienced nothing other than what seemed to be miracle healings from Tatiana. And I understand she works with pranic energy and actually has the ability to read a person's aura and diagnose what's ailing them or the different, I guess, energy blocks or patterns in the body, you might say.
Let me translate to Tatiana.
Ты работаешь с праной и убираешь негативные блоки, и определяешь диагностику и так далее.
Ну, это нельзя назвать диагностикой. Диагностируют врачи. А я просто объясняю, как выглядит организм сегодня, какие у него проблемы.
Yes, you're right. She's working with prana energy, and she doesn't do diagnostics. What she is doing, she explains how the body looks like and the doctors are doing diagnostics. What is she doing? She is reading the aura of the person. And she describes what the problems with the person's body. Also, aura shows the forecast, like 5 years ahead, what's going to happen with this person, and with his or her health.
То есть можно очень многие проблемы со здоровьем предупредить.
In other words, she can prevent a lot of problems which is laying ahead of this person.
Okay, so what she sees actually, now, could she explain to us what she sees, let's say, if a person is having kidney failure or liver failure, or what exactly does she see?
Предположим, человек, у него проблемы с почками и с печени. Какие ты видишь на ауре?
Ну, там цвет меняется и количество энергии меняется.
What she sees is a different color, and she also sees that the energy level is different.
So it would be, rather than be a vibrant... Now, the aura, I know, has many colors, and people have many different colors in their auras. Does she see the aura as maybe one color and then see the distortions in the field?
Each and every organ has its own color. So if color has changed, then she knows that this organ has the problem.
Okay, well, let's say our liver, for example, is failing. What would a healthy liver look like versus one that is failing or in trouble?
Как будет выглядеть здоровая печень на ауре, в отличие от больной печени?
Это зависит от человека, какого цвета вообще у него аура. Это не так, как в анатомическом атласе нарисовали, что должна быть коричневая и коричневая. Все зависит от того, в какой человек аурой пришел.
It depends on a person's aura. Each and every person has different color of the aura. And it's not that one, or it can be one person has brown liver, brown color on the liver, the other person can have another color.
Как ты знаешь, что эта печень больная?
А ее видно. Прям там, где печень.
Вот он спрашивает, как это видно.
Аура совершенно другая.
Какая? Не такая.
Аура другая. Другого цвета, другого другая.
Yeah, what Татьяна is saying that aura of the diseased organ looks different, and it's different color in comparison with the whole aura. And also it has different vibrations.
Mm-hmm. Now would it be probably maybe a darker color or a denser color, you might say, or a denser vibration?
Она темнее, чем остальная аура, или как ты видишь ее, или светлее?
Это зависит от заболевания.
К примеру.
Это зависит только от заболевания. Если, допустим, там канцер или другое что-то, она всегда разная. Такого нет. Так не бывает, что одинаковое, понимаешь?
Uh-huh.
Всегда разная.
It's always different, depends on a person. But it's also different from the rest of the aura.
Если, например, низ печени болен, или верх, это совершенно разный цвет.
It also may differ in color of the same organ. If, let's say, liver has top or bottom of the liver is in problem, then the aura color of this liver will be different.
Или по центру, там, где желчный пузырь, там совершенно другой цвет будет.
Okay. Or gallbladder would be absolutely different color.
Oh, okay. Now, does she teach others how to do this same method of healing?
Даешь уроки, как делать healing?
Я не умею этого. Не даю.
No, she's not.
Yeah, sometimes it's a gift, and it's not really transferable, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Он говорит, что это тебе как бы пришло.
Ну, во-первых, я с детства всегда видела ауру. Я всегда останавливала боли, останавливала кровотечение, как ребенок, но я не понимала, что я делаю, и не знала, как это получается.
Yeah, she's saying that it's a gift. She, as a child, she could heal people, and she could stop bleeding. But she didn't understand why she's able to do it later.
Меня никто не учил видеть ауру, я просто такая родилась.
Yeah, nobody taught her to see aura. She just was born with this gift.
Mm-hmm. I know in the when I was in the Tibetan Foundation a long time ago, they were teaching people to visualize the body and see just a bright light around the body, and then we'd see dark areas on the body, and those dark areas would show you where a person needed healing. And then you could send energy, you could focus energy on that area and tell them to breathe into that area. And, you know, every once in a while there would be a major healing. I know her system seems to be a little different than that.
It's a little different, but it's the same concept like you just described. Let me translate that to Татьяна.
Okay.
Он говорит, что есть тут такой институт, где учат healing, ауры. То есть все тело человека – это какая-то одна светлая луч, и тот орган, который больной, он темнее. И вот тот, который темнее, посылается туда энергия, и он вылечивается.
Я не так это вижу. Я просто, во-первых, я работаю со всем организмом, и так не бывает, что один орган больной, а там все светлое. Это...
She said that she's working with the whole body, and normally what she sees that it's not only the organ which is in problem, she can see. She sees all organs in connections.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this something that the person that she's working with, that she's assisting, do they participate in their own healing process along with her work as well?
Can you say it again, please?
Well, let's say the person that she's working with to do the healing, now, does she have them work with her, like breathe into certain areas or focus energy into certain areas, or does she do most of the work, or is it kind of a joint effort?
Okay, let me double check. Когда ты работаешь с пациентом, ты его просишь как-то там концентрировать свою концентрацию, или ты делаешь это все сам?
Я абсолютно все сама делаю.
Yeah, she is doing it all by herself. She is not asking the other person she's working with to concentrate his or her energy. No, she is doing it all by herself.
Okay, now does she just tell them to, you know, relax and just be in a very loving, joyous presence and let go of any fear while she does her work?
Well, the person stays with his or her eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's working, that's it. Person doesn't do anything, just relaxes and gets the healing.
Okay.
Now, the session itself is, it takes like about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
First of all, she's cleaning all the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Removes all the negative energies.
И туда впустить энергию позитивную.
And, kind of inject the positive energy.
Эту ауру закрыть.
Then close the aura.
Потому что когда я начинаю работать, я вхожу еще в его карму
человеческую. She needs to close the aura because when she works with a person, she also enters the karma of the person.
То есть идет тоже чистка этой кармы.
In other words, she also cleans the karma of the person.
У людей после сеанса судьба улучшается.
After the session, the fate of the person is getting brighter and better.
Отношения в семье, на работе.
Relationships between relatives are getting better.
Меняется менталитет.
Changing mentality.
Пока он ходит на сеансы, я стараюсь научить его прощать.
While he is taking the sessions, she is teaching the person to forgive. And how to forgive.
И человек, который уходит уже от меня, он уходит совершенно другим человеком, не таким, как он когда-то ко мне пришел.
And after the sessions, the person who is leaving her is a different person.
В последнее время очень много шелла, порчи в глаза.
Lately, she can see a lot of people with the negative energies, with the blocks of negative energies.
Mm-hmm.
Jealousy.
Jealousy. Очень многие люди начали делать cure and voodoo.
Yeah, a lot of people, they are doing curse or voodoo, and they do it with other people too.
Я в первую очередь стараюсь убрать это.
So first of all, when she starts to work with a person, she wants to see if that person has any curse, and if it does, then she removes it first of all.
То есть работа идет очень на таком, на глубоком уровне.
she's worked on a very deep level.
Now could it, would a curse, another word for a curse, would that could be just like somebody having a very negative attitude towards somebody and being psychically bonded to them or actually wanting to do harm and putting those harmful thoughts into their field or their aura?
Когда человек имеет порчу или глаз, это что, другой человек что-то сместил в его ауре?
Это если человек приходит со сглазом, я расскажу, как я просто вижу, когда человек приходит со сглазом, я вижу, как вроде бы на нем надет как мешок какой-то такой темный. А если порча, то там вообще все черное.
When somebody comes with a bad eye on him, she can see like this person instead of aura has like a bag put on him. When somebody, and then she can see the long tail. The tail goes to the person who did that to somebody who comes to see her. When it's a curse, she sees all black. All this aura is in black. And sometimes it's almost impossible to see what's the problem with the organs, because it's all black. So the first sessions she spends on cleaning the person and removing the curse from this person. And lately she found one a very interesting thing.
Допустим, если сын привел домой девушку, на которой хочет жениться, она не нравится родителям, и они его начинают проклинать.
If, for example, son brought fiancé at home and his parents don't like this or his fiancé, then they start cursing him.
Этот сын все равно женится на этой девушке, и, допустим, девушка имела 20 лет.
And son anyway married this girl. The girl is only 20 years old. And what happened, if son gets married her anyway, and they have a child, and if this child is a girl, she also starts getting her problem at age 20.
А если это будет мальчик, то получается 20 плюс 20 – 40.
But if a boy, if the young couple has have a boy, then the boy gets the curse at age 40.
И это переходит из поколения в поколение.
And it goes from generation to generation.
А тот парень, который женился на этой девушке 20 лет, родственники, которые не хотели его, у него жизнь идет вся под откос. Он начинает или пить, или просто аварии бесконечные.
But the person who got married this girl against his parents' will, his life is all damaged. He is either getting an alcoholic or getting in all the kind of troubles.
Пока этого всего не снимешь, люди, в общем-то, не могут жить спокойно.
So until she removes all these bad eyes and curse from this couple and kids of this couple, they cannot live normal life.
Потом органы приходят быстренько в норму, начинают работать.
So after she removes curse, the whole body starts working like normally, and all the organs are getting back to normal again. And happiness comes back to people.
Now, what do you say to people that don't believe in any of this? There's a lot of people that are very scientifically minded or whatever, and they don't believe in it. Like myself, I mean, I've seen all this firsthand, so I know it all exists, but... What do you do with the people that just don't believe, but their life is just, you know, a total mess or a wreck?
Что делать, если люди скептически относятся к этому, но их жизнь ужасна все равно? Они в это не верят.
Это их выбор.
Well, Татьяна is saying that it's their choice. They can be skeptical, they don't believe, but it's their choice.
Мало того, то, что я делаю, здесь не нужна вера.
What she's doing, it doesn't require any beliefs.
приносят любого ребенка, приносят кошку, собаку, они разве верят?
She takes care of the little babies. They don't believe in anything. Their parents would bring the babies. So that's what she thinks, that she doesn't need anybody's belief into this healing process. Like she said, she takes care of the animals of the family or little babies who don't understand what's going on, but yet they got healed. And even skeptics, when they start feeling much better and their lives getting back to normal instead of being a mess, they start believing into it. A lot of people are coming just out of curiosity. They are saying, we don't believe in it, but when they see the difference, they start believing into it. Yeah, and then they really praise her and saying that, thank God they we met you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's great. Now, can she do the healing work from a distance, or do they have to be in her office?
Можешь лечить на расстоянии или только в офисе?
Yes, she can do it on a distance as well.
Oh. Tell her I have a list of politicians that I want her to work on.
Yeah, that's great.
У него целый список политических, чтобы лечить.
А мы не имеем права против их воли. Они должны захотеть.
Well, Tatiana is saying that they have to be willing to do it. We cannot do it against their will. If they are willing to do it, she's more than happy to help them.
Yeah, I was kind of, tell her I was making a joke.
Yeah, I understand. She said that sometimes a wife is coming and said that she wants that to help her husband, but again, if he's not willing to do it, she cannot help him.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I noticed in all spiritual matters, one of the masters I work with, it appears to me, is Babaji, and he's from India, and he's non-physical. He comes on another level, and he tells me all the time, a long time ago, he said, the women shall be first. And I didn't understand what he was saying at the time, but most women are much more sensitive than men. It hasn't been, you know, knocked out of them. They haven't, usually if you're a man, it makes you look weak, you know, if you're sensitive. And so men stifle that. But women are much more open to a lot of these spiritual healings and experiences much more than men. And I get women all the time bringing their husbands out that are very skeptical and very negative, and they want me to fix them or heal them or prove something to them. And I just say, and my favorite words are, it's as you wish. You know, if they don't want to experience it, then they're not going to experience it.
Right. Let me translate it very quick.
Он говорит, ну, папа отшил, и если приходит жена, он... Да, он говорит, что приведет своего мужа, я не буду лечить, если он сам не хочет.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she understood.
Uh-huh. Now, does she also see other, like, entities that are discarnate or non-physical, you might say?
Ты предлагаешь еще какие-то другие...
Услуги?
Услуги.
No. Только healing.
Only healing, if you're asking about the healing, or what kind of other entities?
Well, let's say there's a spirit that's connected to somebody, like we call them astral beings, or they're like a ghost that's feeding off of somebody. Does she encounter this as well?
Like ghosts?
Духи.
Yeah, she's cleaning the houses. Let's say there are some houses where there are ghosts. Mm-hmm. And yes, she does do the cleaning of the houses, offices, businesses. But she said it's not her favorite thing to work with ghosts.
Я больше люблю чистить офисы и дома от негативной энергии, от тех вибраций, которые там накапливаются.
She likes to do better working with houses, but cleaning the houses from negative energies, not the ghosts. But if need be, she can do with ghosts as well.
I bet you children and pets are probably your favorites, right?
Дети и животные твои любимые пациенты, да?
Я всех люблю.
She says she loves everyone.
They're just easier to work with.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're not so stubborn.
True.
Now, on a higher note, has she had any experiences with masters, you might say, that are master teachers or saints or sages or anything of that nature?
Нет, с какими-нибудь высшими силами, и мастерс, и так далее.
Yes.
She said yes.
Okay. So she probably doesn't want to talk about that one.
Not quite.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes that's good to keep quiet. Can she talk a little bit about any off-world experiences she might have had with, let's say, beings from the Pleiades or from Andromeda or any other beings that are highly evolved humans that might be helping humanity at this time?
Ты хочешь поговорить с кем-нибудь о помощниках Плеяд, Темпл и Андромеды?
Okay. Я имела дело только с Плеядами.
She dealt before with Pleiadians only.
Mm-hmm. And what was her experience with the Pleiadians?
Та же самая experience с Плеядами.
Ну, первый контакт у меня был 31 марта 1990 года, когда я еще жила в Раше.
And the first contact she had when she was back home in Russia on 1990, March 31st.
Это было в 4 часа дня.
That was 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Вошла в комнату, я жила на четвертом этаже.
She lived on the fourth floor of the house.
Необыкновенной красоты женщина.
And at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, one beautiful, incredibly beautiful woman just entered the room where she was.
Она была 6 футов 7
inches. She was very tall. She was 6 foot 7 inches.
Необыкновенной красоты.
Incredibly beautiful woman.
Она предложила полетать.
She offered her to fly a little bit.
Мне сказала, что я не могу.
But she said she cannot.
И она сказала, что они сплеят, они помогают земле, но им нужна это наша помощь.
She said that she is a Pleiadian. She helps to earth, to people on earth, and she said that she is also looking for helpers on earth.
Она провела правой рукой сверху вниз, и как бы такой экран вдруг появился в комнате.
She moved her arm and on the wall, на стене.
Правой вот так в воздухе.
Yeah, she moved her right hand, and Татьяна saw like TV screen.
Он был разделен на две части.
And that TV screen was divided into halves.
С одной стороны, она показывала Землю, как она выглядела когда-то, была очень красивая, а с другой то, что сейчас происходит на Земле.
One half of the screen showed that the Earth, how it was before many, many, many years ago, how it was beautiful and fresh, and then the other half of the screen showed the Earth today.
Она сказала, что очень много зла на Земле, и оно разрушает вибрацию Земли.
And she said that it's a lot of evil on Earth nowadays, and it destroys the Earth.
Мы пообщались 55 минут.
She spent like 55 minutes with her.
После чего она улетела.
And then she flew away.
В следующий раз они уже взяли меня туда.
Next time they came and they invited her to go to with them.
Но сначала после этого контакта через 21 день я пошла на больничный.
После
контакта.
And
как она ушла?
After this contact, like in 3 weeks, she got sick. In 21 days, she got sick.
У меня очень болел позвоночник.
She had her spine, big problem.
Большая вибрация была.
It was too big vibration for her body.
Я была на больничном 3 месяца.
And she was like 7 months, was sick.
Меня хотели отправить на disability, но не могли поставить диагноз.
They couldn't really verify what was wrong with her. They wanted to give her disability, but they couldn't understand what was the problem.
Меня пробовали лечить очень многие врачи, но ничего у них не получалось, кроме аллергии.
A lot of doctors were trying, the best doctors were trying to help her, but they couldn't. They all the efforts were failed.
Каждая медицина вызывала только аллергии.
It was all the allergy, all the kind of medications she would take would get her to get the allergy. Doctors couldn't understand what was the problem.
Потом где-то через месяц они меня забрали, я была дома, так как я уже была на больничном, не работала. Они меня взяли тоже дома вечером где-то около часов пяти.
Next time they came, and it was around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. How many? Сколько их пришло? The Pleiadian woman showed up again, and she took her with her.
откуда?
Ко мне домой. И тогда они забрали меня туда на плеяд.
She took her with her on a plead.
Первый раз, когда пришли, их было двое. Одна была на балконе, но это была робот.
First time, it was two women. One was a robot. The other was real Pleiadian. And the second time was just one.
Это необыкновенная красота.
Она была другая, совсем второй раз пришла. The second time the other Pleiadian showed up.
Больше не видела никогда. Они никогда не повторялись.
They never, it's never been the same woman.
Это даже нельзя нарисовать. Это такая красота, это такое добро от них идет. Ты просто весь переполнен счастьем, радостью и вообще восторгом каким-то необыкновенным.
She said that it's the big kindness and beautiful. She could feel like very happy with them. She said it's impossible to even paint this kind of beauty.
Когда они меня туда забрали,
у тебя прошел позвоночник?
No, это все в процессе. Я болею.
Yeah, she's still sick and her spine is still in trouble. And
первое, когда я там у них оказалась, они предложили мне такую кабину. Матовую, непрозрачную, я туда вошла, и был как бы душ энергетический, но он был такой, как золотой, или вот, не мог ничего. То есть энергия золотая.
When they took her to Pleiades, they brought her in a kind of shower room, where it was gold flow. That was not a shower, but it was gold flow, and it was like an energy flow.
Потом, после того, как я приняла этот энергетический душ, как я его
назвала, after she took that energy shower,
они предложили мне выпить что-то в очень таком большом, в нашем понятии, это бокал, но это что-то, какая-то другая форма была.
They offered her a drink. What kind of drink was it?
Это было что-то очень вкусное. Это было между зеленым, голубым и желтым.
Это была настоящая жидкость?
Да, это была жидкость. Внутри лежали какие-то квадратики, как джелло. И от этого джелло поднимался цвет.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of liquid, and she said that that liquid was had some jellos inside, and that this type of jellos had all different colors.
Это напоминало что-то фруктовое.
The taste was like fruits.
У нас нет такого. Я пробовала, перепробовала все на свете.
Mm-hmm.
А у нас такого на земле нет. Я больше такого нигде ничего не.
Yeah, that was experience from. She hadn't tried that before on Earth, and she said, never before and never after. And then she moved to another room, and they offered her some clothes. And they moved her to another room where it was only children there.
Но это не были компьютеры, это какое-то устройство было, и каждый сидел индивидуально с таким устройством.
These kids were Pleiadians, and they were had each of them some kind of computers, not exactly computers, but looked like computers, but it wasn't exactly computers, and they were working on them.
Мы прошли в комнату с левой стороны.
And they moved to this room.
Там тоже были дети такого же возраста. Я поняла, что они выглядели как наши 14-15-летние дети по росту, но им было 3 года, потом мне сказали.
And then she saw children in that room. These children looked like teenagers, like 15-14 years old. But later they told her that they were 3 years old.
Там было две женщины и один мужчина.
In this room, it was two women and one man. They were her guides.
И на этих детях они начали мне объяснять, что такое аура, как должна идти вибрация, куда я должна класть руку, что я должна где там чувствовать, и что происходит, как куда идет энергия.
On this kiss, they started explaining to her how aura looks like.
Мне объясняли, когда я на kiss клала руку.
Okay, when she put her hands on kiss, this woman explained her, or these two women explained to her how aura looks like, and where to put her hands, how to heal, and how diseased organ looks like.
что-то было не так, тоже меня поправляли и объясняли мне, что вот в этот момент он высылает такую энергию, что я должна при этом почувствовать. То есть была такая работа очень интересная.
And the kids were helping her also to explain what she needs to feel when she puts her hands around the organ.
Через 3 дня я вернулась оттуда.
In 3 days she got back.
То есть в пятницу вечером они меня забрали, я вернулась в понедельник.
And they took her on Friday night, and she got back on Monday. She spent 3 days there.
То, чему учили там, я не могу преподать, потому что я не знаю, как это идет просто на подсознание, оно все. Постепенно оно выходит все больше и больше.
Yeah, she said that she cannot even teach other people to what she got over there, because it's on a subconscious level. In 2 months, they came back again. They were always asking if she's willing. They asked her that if she's willing to have some kind of surgery. Because in a situation, in a condition like she was at that moment, they couldn't work with her.
Когда я была первый раз там, они мне дали возможность выбирать, чем я хочу заниматься в жизни, и я выбрала healing.
The first time when she was there, they asked her if what she wants to do in her life, and she had chosen a healing.
Это был очень большой зал, можно так сказать. Очень цветным, красивым каким-то полом, там какие-то рисунки были, узоры.
It was a big room with beautiful pattern on the floor.
И впереди сидели люди, они сидели рядами, очень красивые, и происходило вот здесь, значит, они на 3 экранах телевизора показывали мне разные возможности в моей жизни, и я должна выбрать была, что я хочу делать.
In this room, there were a few people, and they were showing her on a wall. It was 3 TV screens, and they showed her 3 different versions of her life, showing what would happen to her if depends on which way she goes.
Они за каждым разом добавляли в эти картинки что-нибудь новое, более такое привлекательное. То есть они проверяли, что я все-таки выберу.
Every time they would add some more details into these pictures, into the screens, seeing which way she would choose.
Поэтому, когда я уже выбрала заниматься хилингом, они пришли через 2 месяца и сказали, что в таком состоянии я этим заниматься не смогу.
That's why when she had chosen healing, 2 months later they came and they said, in these conditions, as if as she is right now, she cannot work. So that she needs surgery. Because her physical body will not be able to withstand all these the load. She agreed on that. And they flew to Pleiades again.
Как я туда добиралась, я не знаю. Я только входила в какое-то белое помещение, садилась на такое полу, какое-то мягкое, обтекающую какую-то форму.
А где было это помещение?
Типа, не знаю. Сразу перемещался. Этот момент, он уже тот, когда шла за кратом.
Yeah, so she doesn't even remember how exactly she was flying with what kind of flying devices or whatever it was. And then she lay down on a surgery table over there.
Сколько это длилось, я не знаю. Потом я когда открыла глаза, мне показали экран и показали, как я выглядела до того и что пришлось поменять внутри.
Later when she the surgery was done, she opened her eyes and they showed her two screens. They showed her 2 screens. Showed one how she looked before and the next to it how she looks now.
Ну, все, на этом операция закончилась.
А ты знаешь, что было за операция?
Там их много
было. Окей.
Вот потом, ну, все. Такими операциями все.
Это было по позвоночнику?
Это было везде.
То есть только тебя поправили.
Okay. So the surgeries, they made quite a few surgeries, so everything was basically done.
Сначала, когда я в самом начале начинала только заниматься вот этим хилингом, я подходила к человеку и как бы слышала в голове, как бы прошла информация, что нужно делать и что здесь не так.
In the beginning, when she was approached a person who needs, came for a healing, she could hear in on her subconscious level what needs to be done with this person, what's wrong with him. And she helped. She helped and healed.
Now, is this the subconscious? Is it coming from her own higher self, or is there another communication coming in that assists, you know, it assists her while she's doing her healing work?
Когда ты работаешь на подсознательном уровне, ты получаешь эту информацию сверху, или это твое?
She's getting it from database kind of.
Они дали
from
мне
the cosmos.
Код. Они дали мне код, инструкцию, которая звучит так: Татьяна, приди, пожалуйста, помоги заранее. Спасибо, до свидания. И люди могут его использовать для того, чтобы помочь себе.
They also gave her a code. They also gave her a code which people can use if they need her, like an emergency help. It sounds like, Tatiana, please come to me and help. Thank you in advance. Goodbye. That kind of code anybody can use who needs her help immediately. On her website, there is a code, so people can use it. Yeah, it works very well if somebody is not feeling well or in trouble. You can use this code, and that helps. Another word, this code is means that this person, when this person says this code, he kind of get hooked to the energy of the universe.
И они дали также каждый мой практически, ну, на моем веб-сайте есть такая, это самая, как молитвочка.
On her website is you can find a little kind of a prayer. Peace, health, and happiness to all the life on the planet. On the planet, on Earth, and in cosmos. They also gave her this little prayer, so people can use it as well.
Can you give us the website and maybe the prayer as well over the air so people can actually contact you and hopefully they'll... Now, can they send you a donation if they use this and receive healing?
I don't think so, but let me ask Tatiana.
Они посылают тебе деньги, когда они используют эту молитву?
No.
No, they don't. They just can get this prayer and help themselves. The website is TatianaHealingCenter.com. It's TatianaHealingCenter.com. TatianaHealingCenter.com. On this website, you can find this little prayer you can use anytime you need her help, and also the code which you can use if you need an emergency help.
Okay, so let's go over that again. So it's TatiaNA, and then it's healingcenter.com,
right.
Correct?
That's correct.
And then they can go to that and receive information. Now, if somebody wanted to have a session with you, would they call the number that I have that we're on right now, or
they can call the number, or they can just drop in anytime. And the working hours, it's Monday, Tuesday. They on the website they have also the hours, but it's Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday's off. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So Monday from 8 to 2, and from 4 to 6. Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 to 2 and from 4 to 7.
on Saturday from 9 to 3.
Oh, great. Now,
Wednesday and Sunday, office is closed.
Now, the number, is it all right to give this number over the air here?
Yes, that's okay. The number is 408 area code 730-4586.
Great. And, you know, I'll put all this information up on my website, too, so if people want to, you know, if they don't have a pen with them or couldn't get to it, you know, we can definitely go ahead and promote the work that you're doing there. It sounds amazing, and this sounds very similar to many of the experiences that I've had as well. I had a drowning where I crossed over and went to the other side into this golden plane of bliss. But when I was a child, I had a woman with beautiful blue eyes, one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life, and she gave me a substance as well that was kind of like, it was ice cream, but it wasn't cold like ice cream. It had a texture to it almost kind of like ice cream or something between ice cream and Jell-O, like she was talking about.
Where was it? When you were a child?
Yes, I was 5 years old.
Let me translate to Татьяна. Он тонул, когда ему было 5 лет. К нему подошла какая-то женщина и дала ему типа мороженого, но это не было мороженое. Это было что-то совершенно потрясающей консистенции, необыкновенно вкусное. И он говорит, он уже такой experience in his life.
Поэтому он меня понимает, когда я говорю, что я пила что-то необыкновенно вкусное.
Yeah, she said that's why you understand when she says when she said that she had that kind of unbelievable drink.
Yeah.
It was an unbelievable experience.
Now the eyes on this woman that I experienced, her eyes were electric blue. It's like they had light coming out of them.
It's like Tatiana's eyes. They are very, very blue.
Uh-huh.
Electric blue.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Were the beings the same way? Did they have that kind of electric blue or light coming out of their eyes?
Let me ask her.
Как насчет этих плеяденц? Как были их глаза? Какого цвета?
Electric blue. Very, very blue.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the same. We have one here we work with. Her name is Legie. I don't know if that rings a bell for her, but she's a very advanced Pleiadian that comes around here quite a lot.
What's her name again?
It's Legie.
Legie.
Нет, первая, которая была...
Она говорит, что к нему все время приходят эти плеяденцы, и ее зовут Блатри.
Ее звали Сася.
The lady who came to visit her, her name was Sasha. S-A-S-Y-A.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very interesting. Now, one of the things I'm really curious, I mean, I hate to take away, this is such an incredible interview, and I'm on such a high spiritual note, but I'm very curious about the robot type person. Was it like an android? Was it very human looking?
That robot, который стоял на балконе, она была очень human, как человек.
Точно такая же, только у нее металлический голос был. И она была чуть-чуть ниже.
She looked exactly like Pleiadians, only she had a metallic kind of voice and she was a little shorter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was like an android or.
Like, right, but she was very human-like.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah.
For once in my life, I'm almost speechless.
Really?
Он говорит, он уже даже не знает, что дальше говорит.
Это большое счастье.
Yeah, she said that she's happy that she had that experience with these people.
А так сейчас, как сейчас приближается 12-й год, и все говорят о той новой энергии, которая идет к Земле, то хорошо бы было, чтобы люди более духовно росли и повышали свой уровень энергетический.
She's saying that in 2012 a new vibration will be on Earth, and it's very important that all people will get attuned to that new vibration. So what she is doing in her office right now, she is helping people to attune them to a new vibration. People who will not be attuned might get sick or even dead.
And even die.
It's a new energy.
Yeah. Now, they've shown me quite a few visions, and there seem to be different timelines or possibilities, just like they showed her different screens. Like, here's three different possibilities or whatever.
Right.
And did they show her like the future? There's different possibilities that we might be experiencing.
Когда они тебе показывали три экрана, mm-hmm. они тебе показывали разные возможности, что случится в будущем
да,
с тобой
да. мое,
или,
мое,
или с
мое
землей.
Будущее, мое будущее.
That was her own future. What will happen to her depends on what she would choose.
Я должна выбрать, была, чем я буду заниматься.
She had to choose whatever she would like to do in the future, and that way she could see her future.
Mm-hmm. То есть, как бы проверка была.
Now, did they show her any of the Earth's future, like some of the Earth changes that are coming up in the future, or anything of that nature, or give her any information concerning that?
Они тебе что-нибудь дали какую-то информацию касаемо того, как Земля изменится после 2012 года, что будет?
Для этого есть такие люди, как я, и они помогают, чтобы Земля не изменилась.
Они мне показали на экране, как это может быть.
Но.
No, they did not show on the screen how Earth will look like, but they initiated her to help people to new vibrations, to help them to attune to a new vibration.
На Земле много таких людей, которые помогают, типа как я, и они повышают вибрацию людей, вибрацию Земли.
She said she's not the only one on Earth who is helping people to get attuned to a new vibrations. There are other people. As well. She's saying that for Earth it's nothing wrong will be, but that old energy needs to evaporate and the new energy needs to come. It's just a transformation from old energy to a new energy.
Now they spoke to me about a grid, you might say, or some energy surrounding the Earth, which is kind of the old energy, and they said they're actually working with diminishing that grid and getting rid of what they say is we have to release the past over and over again, which is pretty much aligned with the work that she's doing. But the main message they give me again and again is that we have to release the past. Is that the same message so we can go on and create a better future?
Они ему показали какую-то сетку, как это все на Земле выглядит.
Uh-huh.
И вот
Магнитную сетку.
И они ему, значит, сказали, что надо все время нести какой-то там путь, показывать путь.
Позитивную энергию нужно, потому что люди сами губят планету.
Да, он спрашивает, был так же с тобой?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was exactly the same way. They showed her that magnetic grid.
Они первый раз, когда она пришла, она начала объяснять о озоновых дырах.
First time when she showed up, she came that Sasha, her name was, she started explaining to her about ozone holes on the planet.
Она начала говорить, что они, плеядяне, они проникают на нашу Землю, прилетают в любом месте, а существуют плохие цивилизации, которые это как бы ворота, вот эти дыры озоновые, это для них как бы ворота, они свободно здесь проходят, проникают на Землю, а там, где хорошая такая это атмосфера, им трудно.
She said that all these ozone holes are helping bad civilizations to enter the Earth. So basically, the less holes we have, the better for us. Otherwise, like bad civilizations are coming here. Therefore, all the Earth people need to have good energy. And vibrate on good energy. Because with bad energy and bad thoughts, we are destroying the planet. Where is a lot of bad energy, then earthquake starts and all kind of disasters. In other words, we need to think positively and do good things. That way we can help Earth.
Mm-hmm.
People need to stop hating and getting mad or getting angry. They need to love each other and be kind to each other. And more positive thoughts.
Планета не погибнет.
Planet will not die.
Земля это одна из ячейки целой цепи.
Because Earth is one of of the cell of this grid. Here is why everybody is helping Earth, because it's, like I said, it's one of the cell of this grid. So, and we all, people from Earth, needs to help. More positive energy, more positive thoughts.
You know, we're hitting the end of the hour, and I can't think of ending on a better note than that, is just start being kind to each other and the planet, and, you know, cleaning up our consciousness and releasing the past. I think it's wonderful that she's had very similar experiences and very similar messages that I've experienced as well. And, you know, we'll have to get you back on the show if that's all right with you. I'd love to go deeper into this and get you on another show in a couple of weeks, or probably 3 weeks from now would be awesome.
It's okay. Very good. She's very happy with that. She is more than welcome.
Okay, well, I can't thank you enough. This is probably one of my best interviews, and it's just been a completely awesome experience. And we'll definitely get you back on the show again. We're running out of time. My gratitude and peace and love and joy goes out to you and your work. And
thank you, James.
And I hope some others can come and assist you and support your work, and that it just grows exponentially.
Thank you, James. One second. Сегодня, после того, как люди слушают эту передачу, так как идет вибрация энергии через голос, то очень многие будут сегодня очень хорошо спать.
She is also saying that because the vibration goes through her voice, a lot of people who were hearing or were listening that interview had a good night's sleep.
Okay, great. Well, right. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We're out of time. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off.
Thank you, James.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.